You know, and the first thing that they can start to do is take back the $6 billion. You know what I mean? And for everybody that, you know, John Kirby, and I'll let you guys hear the cut. I don't know if it hasn't been spent or it hasn't been touched, and we track that money, and it's like fucking bullshit, Kirby. You're telling a bunch of lies, and I just wish that there was one reporter that stood up and just said, "You're fucking lying." Check it out.
Pull it back. If in a situation like this.
So not a dime has been spent.
Correct.
Not a dime has been accessed. The Iranian regime never gets it. Their money was never frozen when it was in South Korea any more than it was frozen when it got to Qatar. And it was part of a series of accounts set up by the Trump administration. There was no hue and cry back then when Secretary Pompeo announced these accounts and that the Iranians spent down billions of dollars from the other accounts for what was supposed to be humanitarian purposes, but we don't really know. None of that, we can't account for that. I can only account for that $6 billion. And it's all still in Qatar. None of it has been accessed. And we're watching
it. Will they ever be able to access it? Is it truly that you can refreeze it, in essence, or whatever terminology you'd like to use, so they don't have access to it?
They have not accessed it.
So take the money back!
They'll never take the $6 billion back. They've said it over and over and over again. I feel that, like, most of the American citizens or American government is Muslim. Yeah, I said it. In the closet Muslims. Okay? Now, the reason why I say that, and why do you say that, Wayne? Well, we all know Osama bin Laden, when George W. Bush Sr. was the head of the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency, right? He was head of it. During that time, stemming back before Senior to Anheuser-Busch, which is Senior's father, was well integrated with the bin Ladens, okay? And the reason why is because Russia was fighting, was having a war with Afghanistan. There was a big war with Russia versus Afghanistan. That's why you'll see some movies where they'll say, "Listen, we ran the Russians out of Afghanistan, and we'll run out the Americans twice in Afghanistan." Nobody in no superpower has been able to go over to the Middle East, Iran, Iraq, and take over and occupy a country like that. It hasn't been done. Anybody that thinks that America won the war on any of these countries, you're sadly fucking mistaken, okay? Just like, you know, Israel's going to have a hard time trying to fight Hamas in Gaza, when Gaza had 10 years to build all new type of intricate tunnels, weapon stat caches that are underneath hospitals, mosques, schools, civilian homes, and what have you. Shit, I wouldn't be surprised if they dug underneath the fucking embassy in Beirut. Okay? So now, you have two fractions. So now, fast forward, George Bush gets into office. Okay? And I'm just gonna grace over 9/11 real quick, because we all know what happened there. I don't care what your headstrong is. We can have differences of opinions as far as what happened on 9/11. There were seven dancing Israelis. Now, the only part that gets me is that I don't know if Israel is trying to get rid of America or America is trying to get rid of Israel. And you'd say, that's so fucking, you can't be more wrong, Wayne. They're friends and things. They hug each other. I mean, Netanyahu just ran into the arms of Biden. Excuse me. Yes, right. Looks good for the cameras. But deep down, there's something else involved here. Okay? I don't know what it is, but there's something else deep going on. Versus the secret plot against Israel. Okay, by America in the secret plot against Israel, against America. Okay, so I sit there and I wonder, I said, why is Israel against America? You know, why would they want to see these two buildings come down and what have you, and yada yada yada? I don't know why. So maybe I'm wrong on that whole theory, maybe I'm right, I don't know. But I'm gonna flag it myself and keep receipts over here, because no, I don't lie, and I don't like fucking doing anything for clickbaits. As you guys see, I mean, my platform is very loose. Nothing is edited. It's just straight to you. If I misspeak, I misspeak. It's just something that happens. I guess I should stop smoking pot, but in any event, I won't, and here we go. So, senior, Bush senior, is the head of the fucking CIA. The Mujahideen in Afghanistan, which Bin Laden ran, was getting arms supported through America. Now, if you look at that one little caveat I just said, this is why these wars will never, ever fucking end. There's too much money to be made in arms dealing. You know, I mean, look at the how much money we sent over to Ukraine. For what? Ammunition. Most of that, 80% of that money is arms. Okay, so somebody's making a shit ton of fucking cash selling all these weapons, and it's America, because we got, you know, in Israel, they, you know who wins? Northrop Grumman, fucking, what's the other one? Boeing, Raytheon, fucking BlackRock, private military groups, and a few of them I can't, that escape my name, name right now. A couple of the Lockheed Martin, Skunk Works, and then there's the other one there, I can't, Boeing, and the other one. But in any event, you see where I'm going. This is a lot of money to be made in war. Okay, so these conflicts happen. If you don't know, then I'm going to tell you. We are in the middle of World War III as we speak. Why do I say that? If we look at it, you have Israel that's backed by America. Okay, so America is in two proxy wars. One versus Russia. Okay, so here's the superpowers: Russia, China, America, and the UK. All right. Now, who's supporting, those superpowers are supporting little countries. U.S. is supporting Israel, Ukraine, okay? China's supporting fucking, is supporting Russia, which then supports itself against a fight against Ukraine, all right? You got what's going on in Africa, all right? There's a lot of interest going on in Africa as far as the natural resources are concerned there. So Russia and China are over there trying to buy out the Africans. Okay, so there's a big shitstorm going on. Saudi Arabia is involved now. Jordan is involved. Lebanon might be involved. Iran is in a proxy war with Hamas because they sponsor Hamas. Lebanon is in a war because they sponsor fucking Hezbollah. Okay, do you see what I'm saying? So everybody's in a fucking war. There is, you got about 8-9 countries that are sitting there at war, either by proxy or directly. So we are in the midst of World War III. You have the key axis of superpowers in the middle of it, only by proxy, because they don't want to say, hey, I'm not going to drop, you know, Russia troops or as American troops on any of these countries unless needed. If Iran goes any further and helps any of these countries, you're going to start to see a little bit more tick up. And that tick up is going to be it's going to be real high as far as the, you know, that tick up. So, the bomb, the missile that everybody's talking about, the Ghost missile. The missile was shot from Hezbollah's side, from Gaza. The missile looks like it was going up in its trajectory, but it was kind of weak. And then it fucking has some kind of insane ignition at the apex of its climb in altitude. It has a climax, and then it reignites, and it flies. So it seems like this thing was going up, and it's in the dark, so you can't see if the warhead was pointing up or if the tail end was pointing down, whatever, right? So it goes up there, it's wobbly, but when that thing ignites in the back, you've seen missiles come out. They come out a little weird, and then when they fully ignited, they straighten out as they go along their trajectory. Well, same thing for these things, an RPG rocket, anything that has an accelerant, on the back of end of it, and it's going to be self-propelled, is going to have that fucking little, you know, tailspin, if you will, until it strains its shit out. You know, it's like a car fucking, you know, burning out and doing a Batman left and right, but once it finally gets its traction and shit together, it goes straight. It finally ends out going straight. So when they shot this thing, I'm assuming that it has this little fucking, has a little tailspin in the beginning, straightens out, goes up to its climax, and then it dies out for a quick second, and during that quick second, it flips the fucking missile to go a little bit, a couple degrees to the left. The ignition fucking kicks, the second part of the ignition kicks on, or there's an explosion on the ass end of that fucking missile that turns it right the fuck around, and it just so happens to go right in the middle of a fucking, of a missile. I mean, of a hospital. Now, it's, I don't know if it's scientific. I don't know if this is really true, but they say, you know, that's why a boomerang, it's the boomerang effect. You know, you throw something, it's going to come back to where it was, you know, in the vicinity where it came from. You know, whether that's real science or not, I have no idea. But, you know, that's to me is what is the plausible explanation. You know, and all people have to say is, okay, we seen the street going up. Okay, so it wasn't coming down. It was going up in the beginning. Yes, okay, so it was fired on that side at that on the ground level going up. And then it goes from up going down. So it's not a fucking, it's not a fucking Israeli plane. Believe me, it's not an Israeli plane, because if Israel is going to do something like that, it's going to say, hey, we're going to throw the Geneva Convention out the fucking window. All right? And we really don't care what the international community's got to say. We're gonna take this one chance, our only chance to fucking, to take out one hospital, and we're gonna throw the Geneva Convention out of one hospital. Fuck that, they might as well just annihilate the whole fucking city of Ramada. Do you know what I'm saying? And be done with it. If you know what I'm saying, if you're gonna go rob a bank, why rob a bank for fucking a couple $100s? You might as well go for the gusto, so you don't have to do it again, right? Well, that's the same type of fucking thought process that I would have. I would assume Israel would have going against Hamas and taking a leap of becoming a savage, and all the rhetoric that stems from that type of shit. It just goes to show, like, hey, fucking, it's fucking nuts, dude, because, you know, it just goes to show that, like, hey, you know what I mean, they're not gonna just take that one opportunity to blow up a hospital. No, they would blow up much, much more. Because the recourse of action and the ramifications of what they're about, if they did that, they would be up for war crimes. Okay? So it wasn't Israel. It was Hamas, and they just screwed the pooch on it. You know, these people make, ordnance that are made with fucking, they improvise for this stuff. They put nails, they put extra, you know, they took piping out of the ground so they could make shrapnel out of it, so when it blows up, it can create more damage. Now, you tell me, did they have, like, a city meeting that says, oh, hey, you know, we're gonna pull the pipes out, so whatever water we have, we're gonna have nothing. You know, is that okay with you people? Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, absolutely, go ahead, that's fine. Yeah, take all that water, that's no problem. We don't care. We love you, Hamas. Yeah. Should we get? Sure. You want to kill the babies? Want to kill any babies? I got a couple right here. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck are we talking about? I'm sure the people of Palestine would. You know, and that's what needs to happen, is the people of Palestine need to get their knives and their butchery, okay, and start bringing Hamas by their nuts out into the middle of the streets and cut their fucking heads off, and then point up into the sky, and so a predator drone can see that type of shit. The more and more the world sees the civilians, the population, going after Hamas, will be the deciding factor. The civilians is what they control, it's what they fear, it's how you're gonna beat them is through the civilians. So yeah, if it wasn't so many humanitarian fucking good people out there and saying, hey, look, once and for all, you got to stomp this shit out. We're starving everybody. You know, if you don't like being there, I suggest you get the fuck out. For the last 75 years, this has been going on, so it's nothing new. This is nothing new under the sun. You have to either get out. If you stay there, you're going to be considered an enemy combatant. That's it. That's it. Here's the timetable. We're giving you guys 2 weeks, and anybody that's in this area is going to be deemed an enemy combatant. And have at it. I mean, what was it? There was a scene in Homeland Security, Homeland, the movie Homeland. And I think this dude, his name is Peter. Peter goes over, and he's over in Afghanistan for about a couple of years. And he comes back over, and they were trying to get an assessment of the situation on the ground. And so they bring Peter in, and then they said, you know, look at your best analysis of this situation. What do we need to do? He goes, reset. And they looked at him like, what? He goes, you got to drop a fucking bomb and wipe out everything. You got to annihilate it. You got to hit reset. He goes, you got to drop a nuclear bomb. You got to drop a bomb and wipe out every single soul in that country. Okay? Every single soul. He goes, you'd have to hit reset. You would have to start over. He goes, hit reset. He goes, bomb the shit out of it, send in 200,000 troops. That's how you're going to stop it. You got to be relentless in your attack. And it's got to be unconventional in ways that the world body would not deem civilized in war times. Okay? It's barbarism. You have to do this shit. You have to speak their language, and they want to speak blood? Well, then so be it. Donata. You're going to get it. So, you see that, and you hear that, and that you look at it and you say, that's the only way you're going to change this ideology, is you've got to decimate it and dust it. You have to hit reset on that country. You have to hit reset. Because if you don't, you'll have a few fractions. It's like playing whack-a-mole. Do you know what I mean? And the kids that see these bombings now are gonna chant death to America. So, you know what I mean? It just goes on and goes on and on and on and on for generations. You have to hit reset. You have to drop bombs. Send in 200,000, 250,000, 300,000 troops. And he goes, and you'll be there in excess of 5 years. In excess of 5 or 10 years. At least a couple generations. Every 5 years, it says a generation. So sit there for 10 years. Or just nuke it. Or you could nuke it. You know what I mean? And obviously, you can't do that. So I feel that's what Israel's doing. They're amassing this huge fucking army. You're going to see something that you haven't seen in the world in all of your lifetime. This is going to be such a visual show of force that it is going to be historical. I mean, you have no idea what you're about to see. You're going to see troop after troop after troop, tank after tank, fucking helicopter. I mean, a full-scale invasion, land, air, sea. It's going to be something gnarly to the effect to see the organization behind the Israel. And it's taking them time, and they're taking a long time to get this. I mean, you're talking every day that passes by is another 10,000 troops that they're amassing. You know what I mean? I mean, it's going to be something incredible. Now, to the people that want to say that Palestine is getting the brunt and they don't deserve this and stuff, well, why don't you go and ask those people why they've lived there for decades and decades? Well, Wayne, it's their home. I understand that. But shit. You can, where I live, send, let that shit happen to where, on the neighborhood that I live in, and I'd be gone in a heartbeat. I can call something else my casa. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, they, you know what I mean? No. There's digital nomads that live in fucking Thailand right now, paying dirt cheap money, making a fucking boatload. There's people that are living Chinese, there's American, you know what I mean? So don't tell me that there ain't a place I can't call home somewhere. All right? Now, you know, why didn't they do that? So ask them that. Ask them if they want to take in a fucking few children. You know, stop booking your fucking plane for your ticket. Raise up money and take a ticket out over to the Gaza Strip and hang out. Let's see you do that. Put your money where your mouth is. You know, you got Cornel West, you know, talking about, well, they shouldn't have did this. They've been oppressed. Okay, well, they've been oppressed. If you're oppressed, why would you stay oppressed? What do they go? Oh, you're telling me fucking 3 million people got Stockholm Syndrome? That they can't make a decision to say, we need to get the hell out of here? This is not right. My son or daughter's not going to live in Zionism. So we're out of here. Okay, so move to Egypt, move to fucking Lebanon. I mean, they love fucking Hamas, so go move to Lebanon. Right? But none of them do. Why? Why don't they? That's the fucking, first off, that's $1 million question. It's like people that live in the hood. Why do you still stay in the hood? I Dorchester's rent is like $1,700 for like a fucking two bedroom, probably. One bedroom. Okay, in the heart of fucking Dorchester. Alright, and then you gotta worry about dodging bullets. You're telling me you want me to pay fucking 18 to 2 grand just to live in a war zone? Yeah, no. Sorry, not happening. I'm out of here. I'm gonna move. Right? Like, so I don't get the whole philosophy of like, oh, we gotta still stay here because, you know, they're not letting us leave and yada 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 and this, that, and the third. Like, no. No, 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 no. You know? No. So, you know, that's the thing with me and all these universities and people that want to stick up for them. Look, I feel bad for them too, but they're people that can move. They're people. Why does it take of pamphlets to fly in the air and drop for them to move? So you're telling me they love. Oh, well, Wayne, they love their home. That's why they shouldn't move. Okay, they love their home so much that they won't move, but Israel dropped some fucking leaflets down, and now they're hightailing it out of there to the southern part of Gaza. Well, that's because the Israelis told them to leave their home. Yeah. Well, didn't I just tell you that they fucking wouldn't leave their home when the leaflets weren't dropped? They wouldn't leave their home. It seems like they liked being controlled by Hamas. So the argument makes no fucking sense in either way. So the people stay there because they just want to stay there. They don't want to leave. You know, they don't want to try to get out of there. It is what it is, okay? And all the people that live in Gaza, they don't want to move to the southern part of Gaza and say, hey, you know, if a fucking missile goes over here or there's less control of Hamas, yada, yada, yada. You know what I mean? So it just seemed like, you know, it just seems like these people like being controlled. So to each his own, man. To each his own. You know, this is going to keep going on probably for a while. Just as much as it has been a part of my life, it'll be a part of your life. Ever since Joe Biden took office, this has been going on. It's been going on for 75 years, ladies and gentlemen. It's never going to stop, okay? So enough of that. Enough of the foreign correspondence. Enough of, you know, the sympathy simps towards Iran and Palestine. Hey, look. I feel bad for children that are in those predicaments. I feel bad for children that are starving for no reason at all because they're not in a war-torn country, but they're in a country where, you know, there's presidents of their country that are just taking up all the money from the citizens, like Brazil, and selling their reservoirs of all these, you know, wonders in their country and national resources, selling them out down the river. That's the shit that kills me. You know, people starving for no reason, not having a home, the American people that don't have a home, the migrants that don't have a home. But they were told to come to this country on a false pretense. Okay, and that's horrible. So these people took journeys, spent money, you know, life and death, to get to a country, and now they're sitting in front of a police station, you know what I mean, in the cold, in the Midwest of the United States of America. So, you know, it's really just heartbreaking to see all the sorrow that goes on from, you know, whether it be war, self-inflicted, politically induced. It's just really heartbroken, you know, and that's why a lot of people try to find escapes by watching basketball, drinking beer or smoking weed or fucking doing drugs. It's just people try to escape this fucking nightmare that we call life. And, you know, to me, it's like, this is hell on earth, you know? This is hell on earth, and it's horrible, you know? But anyway, guys, this is Wednesday, and I just wanted to stop in and say hello for a little bit. You know what I mean? It's your boy, Wayne, and thanks for stopping in for another episode. I'll catch you guys tomorrow morning. I don't know. I think it might be raining. I'm not sure if I'm working, but I'll try to get up on here either Friday or Saturday. And congratulations to the Las Vegas, I think it was Las Vegas Knights or something. Las Vegas Knights that won their the WNBA championship. So shout out to them and congratulations to the win. And you ladies deserve it. You fought high, back to back. Hey, cheers. Guys, stay safe. Have a great day. I'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.